I know you're excited to talk about what's happening in Grand Bay. But I wanted to clear the air when we spoke about Mr. Joseph Thomas, cricket commentator, broadcaster. And a known supporter of the Dominica Labour Party. Politics, as I've said this morning, is not important to me. You support what party you want, right? That's your democratic right. But what I called for this morning was assistance for the brother who I think was in dire straits. I needed the help from the people who can give the help or who can reach out. As soon as I left my program this morning, I got an interesting visit. And the people come to see me all the time. And as I said to you, yes, I got an interesting visit from the brother of Mr. Joseph Thomas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm there, ma'am.
Yes.
To you.
Okay, good. So you heard the conversation this morning. Can you identify yourself so people can know you are?
Okay, ma'am. My name is Errol Thomas.
Errol Thomas. You are the brother, the full brother of Joseph Thomas.
Full brother, same mother, same father.
Okay.
There's a sister between the both of us.
Okay, so it's two.
So he's the first, I'm the third.
You're the third, okay.
Of the five children with my mother.
Mm-hmm. I want to say I'm sorry to hear what has been happening with your brother, and I sort of wanted to reach out this morning to basically alert the authorities as to what I saw. But you can put a little more perspective on that for me, because we had a laborite, a supporter, an advocate of the Dominican Labor Party, saying that your brother was receiving the help that he needs. But I want you to put in perspective for me this afternoon before we move on. Errol, what can you tell us about your brother at this time?
Well, Matt, again, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Good afternoon to Dominicans regionally, locally, and worldwide. Joseph is my elder brother. He's the first of my parents' five children. And it's no bones that he is an adamant supporter of the Dominican Labour Party, of the ruling administration.
And that is right.
And that is his right. All of us were, at one time, supporters of the Dominican Labour Party. I remember back in 1979, when during the crisis for the overthrow of Patrick John, it was reported that my mother, who was a school principal and stationed at the Cochrane School at the time, we were having school and whilst everybody else was demonstrating and that kind of thing. But that is a whole long story, and I don't want to go there. Regarding Joseph fell ill in terms of having a stroke and had to be hospitalized some time ago, I think about 3 or 4 months ago. When he fell sick, he had some pre-existing conditions because he was suffering from prostate, and he had sugar from what I know, and so on. Upon inspection, when the paramedics or whoever came for him, they said that he had COVID, so they took him down to the COVID center. That is when they came to the day that he got the stroke, that they came to cover him. Anyhow, he stayed down there for about 2 or 3 weeks, and he was returned back to the Emory Ward, I think, of the Princess Margaret Hospital. Matt, I don't know about party politics. You know, I mean, everybody has the democratic right to support who they want. I myself was at one time a very staunch supporter of the Labour Party. I was president of the Canefield LYO myself at one point in time, until I decided otherwise and to move away from partisan politics and so. That was my individual choice. However, everybody have their free choice. I heard a few comments this morning that I don't really want to comment about, but Joseph's situation has seemed to have been deteriorating very, very rapidly. Matt, we spoke about some pictures that you saw. I don't know if you saw the same pictures that I saw or the same pictures that I have on my phone.
And that's not pictures I would like to share, no. Go ahead.
No, don't. Please, I don't think my sister would want those pictures to go viral. I don't think my brother Joseph would want those pictures to go viral. So try your best as possible not to.
Well, I'm promising you no, I won't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you very much. Matt, like I was saying, if you saw the pictures that I saw, that cannot be somebody that has been given any attention whatsoever. You cannot tell me you have a patient under your care for 2-3 months and you cannot observe as a professional, whether you are a doctor, whether you are a nurse, whether you are a hospital attendant, whether you are somebody that is taking care of somebody, or whatever the case may be, whatever role you might be playing, that you're not seeing that you have somebody in your care that is deteriorating. And by that, I mean he has a stroke, or he got a stroke, which means that part of his body is unmovable,
mm-hmm.
or not responsive. He currently has to be wearing Pampers, you have to bathe him every day, you have to feed him every day, you have to change him every day, you have to clothe him every day, you have to massage him every day, and so on and so forth. And for you to tell me that my brother currently has those kind of, is in that kind of situation, lying on a hospital bed after sacrificing his life to what he terms to be an institution of his choice, Matt, it is hurtful. It is really, really hurtful. However, I have been in touch with my sister,
mm-hmm.
and she has reported to me that the wife of the prime minister has called her, and so the prime minister's wife, Mrs. Garrett, Honorable Mrs. Garrett, is aware of the situation. I think they got in touch via some person at the ministry. I don't know if it's the Minister of Health or Social Welfare or whatever, but there seems to have been some contact between the Prime Minister's wife and my sister. I'm not sure what the details are and how they intend to move forward in terms of taking care or providing some assistance that is in dire need, urgent need.
But to say, just a comment, to say that he was taken much care of at the hospital.
No,
He was he at ICU?
He is, was, I think, in the Emory Ward. I think that's where he is.
Uh-huh.
Because I have not been able to go to see him. I tried to reach as far as the Emory Ward this morning. After 14 attempts, I had to bypass the security gate and go to the ward myself this morning on the 15th attempt of trying to see my brother. And again, I was met with some, I don't want to say resistance, but I was put out by the person on the desk at the front.
Yeah.
Who told me that I had to have some MRI or some certification or something to come on the ward.
And it's a PCR test, yes.
I had to be, you know, certified or something like that. I didn't want any drama. I just, you know, calmly turned my back and left. And
that
is the situation.
That's the situation. How do you... What's that?
It is hurtful to see within 3-4 months under the care of the hospital that he has deteriorated to that condition. It simply means, and I understood Clarence Christian call you this morning, I would beg Clarence Christian, please don't call back the radio station because he will get me there. I am honestly, humbly pleading and begging with Mr. Christian, do not call back the radio station in the situation that my brother is in right now, because he will get me there. And I don't want to go down that road.
All right.
I said, Matt, the Prime Minister's wife is in touch with my sister, and I am humbly looking forward to something being done urgently,
on his behalf,
quietly, peacefully, calmly on his behalf, because he is in a terrible and dire situation that needs very, very, very urgent attention.
My brother, thank you very much. Thank the wife of the Prime Minister for reaching out at this time. So, Clarence Christian, you have been advised by family to stay away. And don't talk about things you don't know about. Sometimes we have to agree, you know, to stop playing partisan politics. It's 1:17. A few phone calls and then we'll wrap it up. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning.
Yes, my brother Brain,
the most controversial man on the island.
I am? Oh, I wasn't aware. Oh, go ahead, Brain.
My brother, myself and Joe Thomas, we fought in the battlefield together. You know, we were on the hang.
Yeah, of course, I know that.
You know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we're leaving no stone unturned for Joe Thomas.
Okay.
We do not leave our fighters behind. We always put our life on the line for those persons we have fought along all our lives. Joe Thomas has been with the Labour Party for over 45 years. You know that for a fact.
Of course.
And we are not leaving Joe Thomas behind. There are certain things I cannot disclose to you, Matt.
Effective when? Are you not leaving Joe Thomas?
That now? We are not leaving.
No. I don't deny it. I'm saying effective when?
No, we are in the battlefield together. You fighting on the other side.
I'm not fighting on any side. I'm fighting for Joe Thomas. I'm asking you effective when you have been on the battlefield with him, because his brother is saying that he needs more care.
Joe Thomas, if he's hearing us, we have not abandoned you. We have not abandoned you.
But his brother was just indicating differently, Brains. I don't know what is this about, but his family is saying one thing and you're saying another. And we just heard that the Prime Minister's wife has had to intervene.
Matt, let me talk.
I'm here.
The brother has a right speak on the behalf of his brother. This is family. But I am telling you that we are not leaving Joe behind. That is all I would like to say for now. Matt, have a good day.
Have a good day. That's what I was asking you, Brent. I was asking you, effective when? Because it's apparent that family members are thinking differently. But again, I want to compliment the Prime Minister's wife for stepping in at this time. We don't have to be partisan and political about everything, huh? Again, Brian, you know, I was just on the phone there with somebody who knows better. Don't spread untruths, huh? Somebody was in direct contact with the Prime Minister's wife. Brian, Clarence, stay out of that argument, huh? Before you get some people vexed, huh? Again, we don't have to be partisan and political about everything. Stay in your lane if you don't know anything. No, you want to be jumping like Quibish, huh? It's sad. Somebody intervened this morning. But I can't reveal all the information I know. But I want to be grateful to the individuals who intervened and reached the Prime Minister's wife. Melissa, again, thank you. I think both the Brain and Clarence Christian should know better. 122, hello, yes. Mm-hmm.
Matt, what's up, man?
I'm here, man.
Okay. Joseph Thomas, that's my second cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to know, Matt. I mean, you know, Joseph Thomas is a very good guy. Regardless of politics and everything else aside,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a very humble guy. You know, and more so, of course, I know he has been ailing for a little while. And the people close to him, and if your last call a while ago was close to him, he should have, in fact, tried to do as much as he could based on his links with the government.
Mm-hmm.
To see exactly how Joseph Thomas could be aided with his problem. So you don't come on the radio now and try to...
play star in, huh?
Right. Right. Blow your horns and say, well, you will do something. Because in New York, he's been aiding for a while. The last time I saw him, which was about... 2 months ago, at the burial of one of our cousins in Calabash, you know, he really looked very sick. And I want to thank the Prime Minister's wife for really promising to see exactly what can be done for Joseph, you know. And, you know, and Joseph is a determined guy. He's very, very, very determined. And whatever situation that he is in, I'm asking him to relax as much as possible, get his medication, and you know, but life is uncertain. Whatever happens in life, we have no control over it.
All right, no control. It could be you or me tomorrow. 124 is the morning time. We have 6 more minutes on the subject, and we'll take a break, and we'll come back to by-elections in Grand Bay. Hello, yes. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, Matt. Matt, it appears that the new arrangement with the new hospital, mm-hmm. with respect to administration, we are now starting to feel the impact of it. Are we okay, let me ask you the question. Are we starting to feel the impact of it? Because, Matt, let me tell you, what you have observed over the past months is that
mm-hmm.
most of the people who have the passion for the job, the trained hands, those that have that kind of deep passion, caring for people, most of them, because of the lack of incentives, they have left. And even if they would call back, because there's nothing for them in it, they feel that, you know, enough is enough, because people bring complaints on them and so. I know what is happening. They have been replaced with untrained hands. And I'm talking about the NEP workers. And nothing wrong with the NEP workers. What I simply mean is that if you were to transit between people who are trained and those who are not trained, what you have to do is to have a period where you give the people who are newly coming in some the training so that they'll have that kind of affinity for the job. And that is what is lacking in the whole health system, you know. You have to have a love for people. You have to care for people. Taking care of people. You don't want to feel like people are harassing you when they call you and say, turn me, change my sheet, and fix the pillow. You cannot get vexed for that. So the problem is that is the untrained people that do not have the patience to deliver the people. So you're telling me right now, everybody who experiences something bad at the hospital right now, the prime minister's wife has to come to the rescue. No, Matt, we have to revamp the healthcare system. People have to learn to care for people properly, and we must get people in the jobs that will be able to take the patients, have the patients to deal with people who are really, really having some agony, who really undergoing some real challenges. And so it's not about that. And while we thank everybody, of course, you must thank the Prime Minister for intervening. I mean, but at the end of the day, we want to know we have a health system that is well organized with respect to the trained personnel so that people can get the kind of attention they require. Thank you for the opportunity, Matt.
All right, thank you again. We want to thank the Prime Minister's wife for, you know, making that intervention, that timely intervention there. It's 1:26. Let's come back to the telephone. We'll come and take a break in a minute and move on. Yes?
Mr. Pelletier, blessings to you, sir.
To you, sir.
Brain and Jyoti. You know, when I call them there.
Brain,
you press switch on him.
Brain and you mean Clarence?
And no, Jyoti. Okay. Clarence too. Clarence used to be there and always want them to call. No, Clarence used to say, give him a chance. Let him talk.
Okay.
But Jyoti and Brain, they always, but it's my partners. The last time I had an encounter with them coming out from, by the National Bank up there. And so I wish the brother well. Brain, you know, you and I always in conversation, you know, interaction and things. No hatred there. But Matt, what I'm saying, Matt, my brother so just touched it, and that's what I'm saying, you know. There is a psychology, Matt, the game of Hegelianism, problem, reaction, solution. You secretly create the problem. The people who you're creating the problem for react to the problem. Something needs to be done. Then you who secretly creates the problem come, and you come with a so-called solution, and then the people who you created the problem for have to praise you, Matt. That is my problem with Melissa intervention. And so said it, and somebody alluded to it this morning. I think it was himself or Clem. Matt, you cannot tell me a hospital is in a state or a service where healthcare is concerned. And it is so inadequate or deficient, Matt. Every time somebody gets themselves in a problem, if they support the government, they get help. And if they doesn't, Matt, like Lockie from St. Joe, Rohan Lockie, mm-hmm. he worked in the hospital for 20 years, Matt. And he stayed there over a month, for 2 months, almost 2 months, and he died. And everybody was saying, oh, next week or next day, they're going to fly him out, vehicle accident. So really and truly, Matt, it is a bit frightening to see what is happening. I know me myself, they try to bribe me, Matt. When I was there the first time, one friend of mine come there, how much documents, tell me, just sign them and all my bills will be covered. I say, they have to cut my bow flex, let them cut it. Why don't go in and sign documents? I get help from my money and they're not going to use that on radio stations to give me make-free. My own money, I know how all you operate. So sorry, my brethren, whoever sent you, tell them I do, I am not interested. Praise the Lord. I said to guardian angels, come, they spread their wings as long as it was. Some of them don't even have feathers on their wings, but they spread it and they say, look, a feather. And at least I still limping around, Matt. So I am just saying, Matt, in closing, what is happening to the brother is frightening. But we don't leave our soldiers behind. It was Philbert Aaron who told us, their style of politics, it has nothing to do with truth. So they can just come and say anything. So Clarence, I tell him, boy, you're not a Christian because you're following Jesus Christ. You would not be able to... Clarence, sorry, my brethren, you know, my partner. How can you be Clarence Christian and you're so... You just come and just defend. Even if the Prime Minister would maybe do anything, Clarence, I know your own brain would come and defend. So stop fooling the people. And people, please wake up and do not allow this guy to come and just bend your mind and twist your mind, distort your mind. Have a blessed day, Mr. Pelty.
All right. Have a blessed day, too. Let's see if we can take our final call on this subject. I'm sure it will come up some other time. Yes? Hello. Talk to me.
Yeah, Matt.
Yes, I.
You see, one of the things we happening in Dominica there is how we, the populace, gradually accepting incompetent mediocrity, Matt. Because I hear in all of all you thanking Melissa. Thanking Melissa for what? For the incompetence of the government. And if you, Matt, did not mention and highlight this morning that Joseph, this monster bee was a labor right, Melissa would never move a foot, Matt. They did that because to prevent the bad press. That's all it's about. It's not about their love and their concern for the people. You had some people this morning, the elderly people and the COVID center issue. I want to advise those people to go to Melissa and you'll get a solution, because apparently when you want personal help, if all of us somehow in the how many 70,000 of us in Dominica, if somehow we can each get to Skerrit or Melissa to beg them personally, all our problems will be solved. There's no use for ministries. There's no use for the various government departments or social departments and so on. Just go directly to Melissa or to Skerrit and all problems is solved. What nonsense is that? And you come and thank Melissa, which is worse than Skerrit, Matt. Thank.
All right. Again. We don't have to make this political. You can say it may be political in that sense, but she has intervened. Don't you want to thank her for, you know, even intervening on the Labour Party's behalf? Because it may be late, but he received the care that he wanted. I'm really sorry. Joe, as I said, is a fellow broadcaster, huh? Maybe on the other side because of his politics. I heard the expression yesterday. I share, boy. D, die, blah, huh? He did get the help that we were asking for this morning. We're gonna come back after this.
Are you looking into buying or building that new home? Unlock the possibilities of home ownership with the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union's First Stride Mortgage Package and enjoy a striking low interest rate of 5.8%. Have no more worries of wondering if you can afford it. With Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, your mortgage needs, you can achieve it. Don't hesitate to take the first stride towards home ownership. Visit any of our branches for more information and apply today.
What does a coffee lover like me desire? Everything a cup of Café Brasil delivers. I need a coffee that's smooth. I need a coffee that's rich. I need a coffee bursting with flavor. You see, coffee isn't just a drink, it's an experience. At least when it's Café Brasil.
Indulge in the distinctive flavors of perfectly blended Robusta and Arabica coffee beans. Café Brasil, taste the smooth, rich difference. Try our new Café Brasil Gold Coffee today.
Farmers! farmers, fishermen, contractors, come on down to Auto Trade. The 2022 Nissan Frontiers are here and they are moving. Get one now at our incredibly low introductory prices, plus low interest financing on this slick hard working pickup. Upgrade to total comfort and style. Available in automatic or manual four-wheel drive with power steering, push start, hill start assist, reverse camera, and more. Don't miss out on this deal. Call 617-2497, 613-2496, or 613-2109, or visit autotrade.dm for more info. Don't say I didn't tell you. They are going fast at Auto Trade.
It's more than a vehicle. It's a relationship.
I've been watching you.
All right, Dominica, we're back. We're back. Everybody, it appears, trying to score some cheap political points. But it's obvious that both Mr. Clarence Christian and Bottom Brain, Hartley Adams, have been exposed. Somebody's saying that the Prime Minister's wife is trying to be partisan about it, political about it, and there should have been systems in place for everyone. We'll get these voices and these text messages from all over. The entire system have broken down, huh? That's what the problem is. According to So-So, fix the entire system so we don't have to depend on any politician to come in and play savior, all right? Let's listen to some of the voices there on the Grand Bay issue by election coming up.
The Constitution of Dominica now calls for a by-election to be held before the expiration of 90 days since the passing of Edward Regis. I know that many of you have been wondering who will replace Ed as parliamentary representative for the Grand Bay constituency. Certainly, the person will have big shoes to fill and must bring a high level of commitment to the people and a willingness to hear and respond to their needs. Grand Bay will need a representative willing to put in the hard work, one who is empathetic and caring, mission-driven, and a creative problem solver. Above all, the person must love people and genuinely care about their well-being and welfare. An announcement about the by-election will be made in the coming week.
And my wife feels that I need to stay focused on my health and forget about the whole political landscape. I know I'm getting a lot of support and a lot of people like the idea for me to be, you know, power rep and everything, but I have to drop out of that race. I have to just forget about being power rep and concentrate on being healthy. Because I really want to be around for a long time to make sure I take care of my family and take care of my son. And so I think, thank you for all, you know, the glorious things and everybody saying, yeah, best guy for Parep and everything. But like I said, remember that was never confirmed. You understand? No political party never approached me and tell me, yes, we want you for a candidate. I mean, the people were the ones really calling for that and putting posters up and, you know. But, yeah, so I know some people might feel disappointed, yes, but health is wealth. And for my family and my very good friends and those people who really care about me, of course, would support that I focus on my health, you know. And, yeah, I'll continue to help in various ways with the development of Granby and, you know, and my work, you know, to take my work seriously as you know, as I can. And, yeah, so the Palrep thing, I have to opt out of that. So the best thing now is for us, you know, for the whole constituency, the Love Granby, to kind of, you know, be quiet, be calm, you know, let the decision makers and the political landscape decide on who is the best candidate, and let's support the idea of developing our community as best we can, you know. Everybody have a different potential level, everybody have a different skill. I believe if we pull our skills together as Granby people, we can make Granby shine.
According to a friend of mine, it's boy Luke Mealy, yeah? Dominica fool with pregnant issues. I always say that. You try to deal with one at a time, but sometimes you have to deliver a few. And we also heard from Mr. Hambank, who said once the date has been announced, he will get his symbol. He's gonna go up independently. Indications are that the opposition United Workers Party may not be participating in this. Huh? If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. There's a lot more to talk about. A lot more to explore. Good afternoon to you. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt. Uh-huh. Matt, before we go on to the next topic, I just want to thank you for your equanimity in that issue. And the fact that you shined that light on that subject, it got a result. Regardless of what kind of result, it got a result, Matt.
Thank you.
And I really want to thank you for that. And that should be a lesson. That should be a lesson for blind supporters. Let them understand sometimes opposition is beneficial. Because the opposition can shine that light where it is lacking. And that is the whole process of democracy. It's not a war between the forces necessarily. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. It's 1:43 in the afternoon. I'm getting a lot of text messages from all sides, you know. Why do I have to praise Melissa for, you know, helping? But I can tell you, based on what I know, as a result of the pictures I will not share with you, that went viral, she received a copy of those pictures and decided to step in. I'm very thankful for, you know, for her at least stepping in and trying to assist the brother who I thought was in a very bad place. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hello, Matt, how are you?
How are you?
Hanging on in there.
Okay.
No, Matt, what I want to remind the Granby people about is that they must never forget who was responsible for the political assassination of the beloved Fairchilds. Who were the people involved? Find out who they are, and they'll make a decision on their own. And I also want to tell my friend Handbag, for a chien before, pas jamais lage, and it chien before. Merci.
All right, thank you very much. 449-3095-145 is the afternoon time. Talk to me.
Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, we're gonna have to shout. Go ahead.
No. Matt, I listen to Brian, and Brian is absolutely right, Matt. We have to look at the bigger picture. Here it is, you have a service. Taxpayers' money is funding. And you have to get to a personal basis to get assistance, Matt. What kind of message that is sending, Matt? You know what I mean? These people are being paid. And I support Brian. Thank her for what they have to do their job, and they are incompetent.
Well, maybe as I said, maybe as I indicated to somebody, maybe she was not aware of the situation.
Matt, what I'm saying is that she don't even have to be aware. The system itself.
I agree on that point. They should have interviewed.
Yeah, I support what Blessing said. They create the problem, and when you react, they act like this Jesus Christ, and you must. Matt, these people are getting a salary. They are working for the state. They are working for the country. Nobody is supposed to come and beg them for nothing. Because when they find out you are not supporting them, what are they going to do? Leave you to die, Matt? I mean, we don't want to make it political, but you have to deal with the reality. That's what we're dealing with, Matt. Okay. You know what I mean? And it is sad and shameful.
It's very, very sad, my brother. Very sad. A prominent person there in Grand Bay is saying to me, Matt, That's good for us. I will quietly watch the disrespect to the educated and competent leaders of Grand Bay, including myself. But I will be vindicated because I'm not a laborite. So I'll have the last laugh. That will be Ed's legacy for Grand Bay. Interested. This educated person from Grand Bay is saying, you know, I'll feel vindicated. I will be vindicated because I'm not a laborite. So I will have the last laugh. That will be Ed's legacy. 449-3095. So the educated people among, you know, Grand Bayans are starting to speak. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, a perspective on regional Austria utterances. Matt, you see how divide and rule can be detrimental to a people, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, the Grand Bay people are going to deflect their attention from the failure of Labour Party collectively and blame it on a man who haven't even decayed, Matt. You see what he's doing? He's sowing a seed of doubt and blame. Blame it on Ed, because we gave him all that we had to give him. If it did not manifest, it's not our fault. The money remains somewhere. So Matt, where is the money? If you have family and friends, they're going to watch his mother now and give a maple and say, oh, Ed, kid, you took large about. Ed, leave all the money for you. You see how dangerous these guys are. And if you think these criminally minded people operate in isolation, Matt, it's a collective. What are we going to do to neutralize a resistance or resentment, Matt? And guess what? Let us send the idiot, Matt, sorry, I want to take that back. You there with me, my brother?
I'm still here.
Let us send some irresponsible element in the community, or he will come with us. But what he say, you know, people does not link it to us. And that is how dangerous they are. And I continue to refer to Dr. Philbert Aaron, who said that He did not say that. He said politics, but labor politics have nothing to do with truth and honesty and sincerity. So that is why you see me, I am not sacrificing my loyalty to any political party. I want to be as free so I can see evil on both sides of the divide. Thank you.
Telephones are going so crazy here in the afternoon. Everybody wants to be on Q95. It's the hottest thing, huh? 44930, that big station, big station. Let's continue here in the afternoon here. We have just about, 11 more minutes before we wrap it up until tomorrow. Somebody was asking whether Julian Packett was discarded, and therefore to say if it's no. Julian Packett, to his defense, is not well, huh? So that's he was not trying to save face now. People always try to put a spin on things, huh? The telephone, are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm there for the longest while. You have been there playing your music.
No, I have to do things before I get on. Go ahead.
But today you have been there.
Sorry about that.
What I called it, I almost forget it. What's the man that died? Ed Regis, his mother not listening to radio. His mother doesn't listen to things, but his mother should be paying attention to what's going on, because she said her son sacrificed his life. He sacrificed for the party, Matt. Huh? So what did she mean by she should come out and let the people of Grand Bay and Dominicans know how, in what way did he sacrifice, Matt? She should really do that, Matt. And Matt, because Matt, that thing about Monster B, Matt, not today these pictures go in a wrong. Monster B lying down in a hospital. So it only Melissa.
Oh, you have seen that. You have seen that video, but you have not seen the other pictures, I'm sure.
But one important thing is his pictures have been floating around how many months now?
His video has been floating around how many months now?
And he lied down in a hospital because he asked the person to send the video out. The person sent it out. So only last week or this week, Melissa getting to see the deteriorating side of him and trying to accommodate him by being, give me a break.
What I can tell you, Blue, what I can tell you, what you saw in this video is nothing to what I was witness to. Again, I promised that I will not share, but I'm sure the pictures got to Melissa. And if you saw what got to Melissa, you will be very, very moved as well. It's 1:52. 1:52 is the afternoon. But, you know, in terms of confidence, I will not share that video at all. Or the pictures. The video is all right. But the pictures, no. I won't, want to allow persons to see the pictures sends a bad message. I don't think you'd want to see your family in that condition. On the telephone, hello, yeah?
Yes, hello, Mr. Matt. I've been listening for the longest while. Matt,
yes?
I work hospital for 11 few months in Dominica. We did not have pretty hospital, but we were quite a little so-so up there. I met a lot of foreign people that were not Dominicans, who used to come to Dominica to get treated at our hospital from our, by our doctors. Now, they talk about the FUBU or the UBU. I don't know if it's the FUBU, the brand name shoes. Machine they had that could do everything. They have a hospital, change its name. It's like a Belfast floor there because it's pretty, but it hasn't got anything to work with. I would want to ask, is it a state-of-the-art hospital or is it a state-of-the-art? I'm just asking. Thank you.
All right, it's 154 in the afternoon. Let's take a voice note quickly.
Matt, you see how deplorable those cutthroat.
Let's go back to this voice note there. One minute. I'm asking 1 minute. Let's
Hi,
go.
Matt, good afternoon. Matt, you see how deplorable those cutthroat politicians of the Labour Party are, Matt? Matt, the man has not even decayed yet. His gut has not even burst yet. And here those hyenas, those rabid hyenas, eating at the reputation of the man. Matt, you see why Dominicans will understand that these people have no interest in people. They're loveless people. They don't like Dominicans. They're non-patriotic people, Matt. This is the reason, the same, very same people. Those are the reasons why Ed is in a grave today. Because if they can do that, you know, it's not even 3 days yet since the man went down under the soil, and they can behave like that, then figure out what they had been doing to that man in Parliament. Anyway, Matt, you know, I find this Labour Party, this regime, you know, coming with Vince Henderson, a lazy man like Vince Henderson, to impose that on the Granby people, the hardworking Granbyrians, is an insult to these people who believe in hard work and accountability. Matt, Vince Henderson, as I said, is a lazy man. The laziest of ambassadors who ever passed in the US. A man who had been the Labour Party, or probably he still is, Labour Party ambassador to the US and then the United Nations, only to use his time for his own personal benefits and gains and not Dominica's. That's where he met Zampoli. And that is the same Zampoli they made an ambassador. He and Skerrit made ambassador that took the Kempinski to court. The Kempinski Hotel entrepreneurs or personnel to court for millions, Matt. And Matt, this is the same Vince Henderson that they are imposing on the Granby people. A lazy man who will not work for the people of Granby because he is on the Labour Party agenda and has no legitimate interest in the people of Granby. Matt, since the Al Jazeera report, has Vince Henderson and Roosevelt Skerrit been to the U.S.?
It's 1:57. Time. Let's see if we can take a few calls before we wrap it up here. Move to the digital hour. You missed that opportunity, sir. Hello, yes?
Yes, Matt. Good afternoon.
To you.
Matt, I'm trying to wonder if you like the Workers' Party is contesting an election in Granby or only the Labour Party. Because everything I'm hearing is about Vince Henderson.
But yeah, but you've heard indications that they may not be contesting that seat because of, you know, legislation. And your point is what? Your point is what, sir? You're not there. All right, it's 1:58, yes?
Matt, you remember the five fellas that died in the five firstborns, Matt? When Mr. Joseph realized that they were going to sacrifice him, he made sure Q95 had it, you know, for them to stop. Because you remember, so many months, as the callers have been saying, that is in circulation. Melissa didn't know when the man that they have on Kyrie, cursing Lennox every day, she didn't miss him from Kyrie. all those times, Matt. Matt, the guy knew that they were planning to sacrifice him. That's why he made sure Q had the information, because he knew once Q had it, he would be saved. So kudos to Q95, Matt, and to you. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Brian, I kind of lost there with that statement. I kind of lost. 1:58 is the afternoon time. 449-3095-9697. We're going to take a call there from the overseas line and wrap it up here for the afternoon. Talk to me, yes? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon, man.
My brother, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, brother.
All right.
I'm good. A little. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I've been calling from outside, so I kind of missed your follow-up. But I wanted to go back to something that Brian Linton mentioned, and you treated it in a way I thought that we need to re-examine. Because, you see, help from where you are to posture that you help in collection as you do in that collective on radio is a different kind of help towards having resources placed aside so you can help so that you can endear onto the people. And I think you need to do a story on Melissa, because we keep presenting Melissa as this generous individual, but, you know, was Melissa really ever a generous individual, you know? And why is she a generous individual currently? And the whole issue of how that money comes about and that whole passport connection that infiltrates money into Melissa so she can actually buy Rosso in a sort of political way. We have to talk about that. So I think Brian's point was something that we really should have taken a little more posture to. But, you know, I'm just putting that out there. That Melissa thing, we mustn't just treat it like it's a, you know, it's a whole, it's madness that's going on. It's state's money that's being, you know, funneled into Melissa to appear as this angel.
As this savior, right? Anyway, we have to go because of time. I'm sure we'll be back tomorrow as we dig further and find out a little more about the Granby by-elections. I may try to get the reaction of the former UN ambassador, Mr. Crispin Gregoire, on exactly just what is going on in Granby. Educated people there feel laughed at, huh? Time. Let's take the Digicel hour this time. We'll be back sometime tomorrow morning.
C'est un caractère bien chaîné dans un petit bateau. Jour et nuit, nous coincés, nous bien battus. Pas de question de revoir Afrique encore. Nous en captivité, ça pas qu'à faire fort.